All right, we're talking about the lake effect event that we've had across the UP and northern Lower Peninsula, and good morning.
Morning.
Well, I guess a lot of people that live here in the UP kind of know the answer to the question already, but explain the vast difference in snowfall totals before I ask you to kind of throw totals at us. City of Marquette, nothing, green grass. Same with, you know, the city of Escanaba. Yet other places got 28 inches. So explain how that happens.
Well, it was a very localized lake effect event. So our winds have been generally northwesterly. So we have particular snow belts that are affected according to which way the wind direction is. And since the wind direction has been northwest, our easterly counties and our far west are the ones that are most impacted, and that is why you have seen very little over Marquette. However, tonight, as those winds start to shift a little bit more to the north, get a little bit more of a northerly component, those lake effect bands are going to shift a little more inland, and they're actually going to start to shift more toward Marquette. So Marquette County is now going to be under an advisory tonight through tomorrow. So where those bands set up exactly over Marquette, though, is still kind of low confidence as far as the duration. But most of it is driven on the wind direction as to why the areas are so different in their snow totals.
Explain what the water temperature on Lake Superior means, and I guess for Lake Michigan, too. But that's a big factor, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it has to be a certain temperature difference in the dendritic growth zone for those winds to interact with it. So all those factors have to come together in order for the lake effect event. So it has to be just the right temperature with the right wind direction to get the lake effect.
Now, you and I are speaking at 7 a.m. on Sunday, so let people know if they hear this later. You're saying this isn't quite over yet, correct?
Exactly. We do have it persisting into actually Tuesday. So a lot of the same areas are going to get hit. And then, like I said, we're going to actually probably add Marquette to the mix starting tonight into tomorrow as those winds get a little bit more of a northerly component to them.
So as we speak right now, where are some of the more impressive snowfall totals at this point? Again, I'm letting people know we're doing this interview at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay. Ironwood has picked up 27 inches already. Some of our other highest, Painesdale came in around 17 inches. Baraga County, Baraga area was at 15 inches. Bessemer, 15 inches. Twin Lakes area, 15 inches as well. Let's see here. Big Bay actually got some, 8 inches, but the biggest ones were out west, and the Munising area picked up a couple feet.
Now, I know Gaylord office covers the Sioux-St. Marie area, but I heard the Sioux also got pounded.
Yes, they are about 2 to 3, over 2 feet.
Wow. Okay, so what can we expect now to come, like what's on top of what we've already received? What do you see?
Well, those areas, again, could pick up an additional 4 to 8 inches through today and into tonight, another 4. So those eastern, that Elder County seems to be, it's actually getting hit the worst. Because, again, like I was talking earlier, there's also a Lake Nipigon effect, which is to the north of that area. So it's helping to push moisture down into there. And that's why that area is also getting hit so much, just because there's a lot more concentrated moisture. So
Lake Nipigon is up in Canada, so how does that affect us across the lake?
The moisture, it's extra moisture. It's the fetch across the lake, too. How far across the lake the wind goes, it's called the fetch. And that particular area, the wind is going across a large part of the lake, and it has a lot more moisture to work with. and that moisture is pumping.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, so that Alger County has just really been getting hit, and you know, they could still see another foot of snow through tomorrow yet. It's going to be persistent through Monday. Again, that Alger County, Northern Schoolcraft, is going to get hit the worst. Gogebic could pick up another 3 to 6 or so through Monday just because of that upslope enhancement there. So, again, those that the areas that have been getting hit are going to keep getting hit, but we're also going to add Marquette County to the mix now as well. Tonight through tomorrow, as those winds shift just a little bit more to the north.
Okay, anything else you want to mention to let people know about? I know we always tell people, you know, especially if it's your first time of this winter season driving on this stuff, you know, we don't want to lecture people, but anything else about the weather and about the conditions that are coming, continuing, that you'd like to let people know about before I close?
Well, along with the heavy lake effect, we've had some strong northwest winds, a lot of gusting, 25 to 30 miles per hour. So blowing snow has been a huge impact throughout this event, creating some visibility and whiteout conditions. So, I mean, if you have to travel, definitely use caution and you know, pack food, water, flashlight, warm clothes.